We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The Summer League Grizzlies play tonight. Thank God. And we'll talk to Chris about that when we return. Before then, I will tell you, if you're selling your house, Josh Hysaw would be the person to call. There's a house across from me. It's been sitting out there. It's just been sitting out there. I'm thinking you should have called Josh Hysaw. One of the things he'll do, there's a woman named Sarah. She had a big house in East Memphis and didn't want to go through the whole rigmarole of doing that, of having it sit out there and having to make all these improvements to the house and having open houses or dropping everything when someone wants to come and look at it or whatever else. She called Josh. Within 48 hours, he had walked over, he had driven over, done a walkthrough, bought their house as is and paid in cash. Able to pick up the closing too, by the way. Josh Hysaw made the whole process easy. It is Josh Hysaw. Don't have to take my word for it. More than 300 five-star Google reviews. But to get in touch, here's what you do. Call 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147, or joshhasthebuyers.com. Back with Chris Harrington. When we return, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, hello there. The Godfather, Jason and John.
Jason and John.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tigers, Grizzlies, Jason and John. 92.9 is my station.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Check out this fresh deal. 16-ounce packages of Kroger brand 80% lean ground beef for only $3.99 each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Want to save on some of the biggest names in streaming on the network made for streaming? X marks the spot. Now through July 25th, get 150 megabit Xfinity internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract with Wi-Fi equipment included. And for just $15 a month, add the new stream saver that includes Peacock, Apple TV Plus, and Netflix. All your favorites, all in one place, only from Xfinity. So go ahead and binge some shows, stream some movies, and save some money all at the same time. For more watching and less spending, X marks the spot. Switch to Xfinity, the network made for streaming, and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Internet offer requires paperless billing and auto pay with store bank account. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $56 a month. Plus Wi-Fi equipment. Currently $15 a month. Actual speeds vary. Stream Saver requires Xfinity Internet or TV and price subject to change.
Soak up the savings this summer from Family Dollar. It's never been easier. Just download the Family Dollar app, sign up for smart coupons, and see how you can save more than ever before. Enjoy smoking hot deals on cookout classics, or get ready for outdoor fun with SPF for the whole family, plus pool toys, decor, and so much more. Check out the app today and get ready to save with the Family Dollar Summer Savings Event. New offers drop every week. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Your window into affordable luxury is Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis.
At Pella, we offer quality replacement windows at any budget.
I can't believe the price of my new windows. They were so affordable.
If I knew I could afford windows and doors as gorgeous as these, I would have chosen Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis years ago.
Right now, save 25% on your entire project or get 50% off installation.
The highest quality, the greatest value.
Choose Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis, your window into affordable luxury.
Got a big yard or piece of land you're taking care of? Come find the right Case IH tractor at Mid-South Ag Equipment. You don't have to be a farmer to shop at Mid-South Ag. A Case IH tractor with 140 horsepower or less is exactly what you need for planting a big garden, mowing excess land, bush hogging for hunting, and more. Forget green and go big red with a Case IH tractor from Mid-South Ag Equipment. In stock right now with 0% financing on Highway 302 just south of Collierville.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you want a great experience, you need to go to Genesis.
Meet Kendall Womble, who shopped several other jewelry stores but ended up at Genesis Diamonds with a bigger, better quality diamond for less.
Based on what I had seen elsewhere, I didn't know that this size diamond would be possible for me to have on my finger.
Are you ring shopping? Genesis Diamonds has one of the nation's largest selections of GIA certified diamonds at the guaranteed best prices, bar none.
You're going to get the most value for your dollar at Genesis Diamonds. You're going to get the best customer service in town and probably in the entire state.
And that's what Kendall really loved. The personal attention, the relaxed environment, the no-pressure shopping experience.
This jewelry store was like home. It wasn't walking into corporate America. Nothing's a sales pitch here. It's all genuine. They're like a family.
Genesis Diamonds.
There would be no reason that I could ever think of that you would not go to Genesis first. And if you leave Genesis and try to shop around, you will come back to Genesis.
Memphis's direct diamond importer at Poplar and Perkins Extended.
Listen, we all love sports. That's why we're here. We love them so much, we never want them to stop. But before football cranks up, there are fewer and fewer games. FanDuel, however, lets you keep the sports going whenever you want. All you have to do is open that app up and dream up bets anytime you're in the mood. And this summer, FanDuel is hooking up all customers. That's not just new customers. That's all customers with a boost or a bonus daily. That's right. There's something for everyone every day, all summer long. It's over at FanDuel. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, and start making the most of your summer. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expirations. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'll be a good man and try and do my best and be the boy you raised until my dying day. Memories of you, it's always good times, I never will forget. You're always on my mind until my dying day. There's a broken bridge over the river where we used to live. I'll remember that place.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, let's do this. Chris Herrington here.
Until my dying day.
Now, it's Chris Herrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Herrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Herrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
Amazing Grace.
Until My Dying Day, I think the lead track on Mark Edgar Stewart's new album by local songwriter Mark Edgar Stewart. That's out later this week. I wrote about that. I think published over the weekend.
Yeah, I read it. A terrific story. Give the thumb. He's having a album release party. Where? At Hideaway, right? Later this week?
That's for the end of the month. I mean, you know, the story's not pegged to that show, although you're welcome to go to it. I think it's July 28th or something. That's in the story. But the album comes out this week.
Give me a thumbnail of Mark Stewart. Go ahead.
So Mark Edgar Stewart was, 20-something years ago, was the bass player for a popular local band called the Pawtuckets. And just a bass player, and, you know, just played bass, stood in the back, played bass. It was sort of got recognized as one of the best bass players in town. But had never fronted his own band and never even written a song, even for his own amusement. Had never even written a song before. And then at some point, you know, that band broke up, and he continued to be a sideman in other bands and a backup musician and a session musician. And then a couple sort of things happened in his life. One, he got cancer. And two, his dad died, and sitting around at home, recovering from cancer and, like, dealing with the weight of all that stuff, he picked up a guitar and, like, started fiddling around and trying to write some songs. And then out of the blue to me at the time, I wrote about it when it happened, he put out this album that I think is one of the best, like, local albums, you know, of the last 20 years or so. This album called Blues for Lou in 2013. That was animated by those two life experiences, although it wasn't entirely about that. It was about other stuff, too. And it was great. And it was, like, great from the jump. And suddenly this guy who had, like, never opened his mouth in front of a microphone became one of the best songwriters in the city. And since then has really become sort of a little bit of a sort of a ringleader in town. Like, he hosts the songwriter series at the Halloran Center. He produces lots of other artists, including one I know you like, Bailey Bigger. And it's just, I think it's built one of the best bodies of work in Memphis music over the last dozen or so years in a way that was totally unexpected. And this album he's got come out this week. It's his fifth album since 2013. I think it's his best one since his debut. And it sort of ties back to that album a little bit in approach in terms of some of the autobiographical aspects. And he says it might be the last solo album he does. He may just go to playing with bands and producing and sort of get away from this now.
I found that intriguing, too. Like, that he just like, okay, I think I'm done. I think I've said what who knows if he is. But to reach that, like, right. He's not an old guy, you know, whatever. It's sort of remarkable to sort of think, you know what? Maybe it's just an out of maybe at this point he said some things and now he thinks his best work can be done. helping other people or producing or whatnot. I don't know. What did you get a sense when he was talking about that, wrapping up this part?
You know, I mean, the thing about being 99% of musicians now don't make a lot of money doing it.
Right.
And so it's really something that's driven by love of doing it for the most part. And so, like, he's been successful as a local musician, but, like, it's not like, you know, any of his albums are making a load of money. So there's not, like, the careerist drive of having to do it for those reasons. So it gets back into what you want to do.
Right.
And at some point, a guy who had never thought he would ever write a song has written 50 of them in the last 10 years. You know, maybe, like you just, your interest sort of starting to go another direction. But he really, one of the things he talked about with me is that he sort of likes the idea of being in a band again, the camaraderie of that, instead of being like, you know, your name on the album. It's just like you're one of the group. So he may go in more of that area.
All right. You can read that piece over at the Daily Memphian. I commend it to you all because it's terrific, and he's great. So there you go. All right, onward. Grizzlies play tonight in Summer League. You've been talking to Jeffrey largely. Zach Edey did not play Friday. And I don't think there's been any reports so far today as to whether he will play. It didn't feel like they had, quote-unquote, shut him down. It felt like they're sort of seeing how it goes. So not necessarily seeing
the end
of it.
Not only did it not feel like that, they, in fact, said it has not. They have not. Doesn't mean he will definitely play, but they have not, you know, they have not declared him out for the Summer League, which suggests that which implies that he is likely to play in the Summer League.
Yeah. And you think that's still, you think, with not knowing more, you think it's likely we'll see him again either tonight or one of the remaining two later this week?
Yeah, I have no additional intel beyond the public record on that, but that is my assumption. He had a pretty minor degree that he had an injury thing. It was extremely minor. Like, he kept playing in the game and got better over the course of the game where he had the low ankle thing. So I think it's an abundance of caution situation. I think the fact that there's a 2-day gap between their first and second games in Las Vegas sort of made sense to give him a little extra time. So I'd be surprised if he doesn't play tonight, actually.
I think I'm with you. I'd be surprised if he wouldn't play tonight. Drew's been writing about that from the beginning, that, hey, if he doesn't play Friday, he's got this, you know, whatever it was at that point, 6-7 days between he plays again. So it feels likely he'll play tonight. Has anything particularly struck you? I mean, we saw him the one time, and then we've had lots of stories about his interaction. Terrific story that that Drew did about his interactions with Gigi Jackson. That's sort of hilarious. We know he drives a Kia. It is interesting. He has such a huge persona because he has such a body of work and B body.
Right.
But he doesn't have this. You know, doesn't feel like he's gonna be filling up our notebooks.
Yeah, hopefully he's filling up the box score. That would be more the goal, I think. I think his flirt, his one and only so far Summer League game back in Salt Lake City, was about as persuasive as a single Summer League game could be because of the nature of the matchup. He was going head-to-head with Walker Kessler, a third-year, like, quality starting center in the NBA. I was on the FIBA team last year. Guy's one of the best rim protectors in the league. And someone who's not as big as Zach Edey, because I don't know if anyone in the league is, when you combine height and weight, is as big as Zach Edey, but about as close as you're going to get, and, like, was really good in that matchup. So it was a very persuasive, very exciting performance. I think it made people eager to see more. Hopefully we'll be seeing more in the Summer League. But I think if you had positive feelings about what you think Edey could be, you know, from the jump, which I sort of did, like that performance did nothing but sort of embolden that optimism, I think.
What did you think about the way he moved, I guess, you know, defensively up and down the court? Obviously, you know. Yeah.
I mean, the biggest question with him, the two biggest questions with him are both on the perimeter or both ends of the floor. There's your foot speed defensively is the number one question. And then the second question is, can you stretch out your offense any? And neither of those things were tested in that game. So, like, those remain outstanding questions. And you're not going to, you know, fully answer either of those in Summer League regardless. But, like, you know, to the degree that he's going to get tested defensively, it wasn't, like, against the Utah Summer League team.
Right.
You know, it's going to – we'll have to wait and see on that. But the fact that he was able to be as effective as he was as a screener, as a rebounder, as a rim protector, when he got opportunities in the post, like, I mean, he cooked Kessler when he got opportunities. all that stuff, that's all that stuff I felt comfortable with beforehand. And so I feel even more comfortable watching a little bit in that context. I think the good thing about it was, for the most part, he was not used in that game the way he was in college, and he won't be used in the NBA the way he was in college. So to see him be effective in more of an up-and-down, free-flowing game where he's really asked to screen and defend the paint more, and it's less of a we're building our offense around you, I think that was very encouraging.
In the meantime, people were tweeting Donovan Klingon's box score at me. 1 of 8. It is interesting. It's preposterous to some people. Bust right. Donovan Klingon because he was 1 of 8. It is interesting, though. As you talked about Donovan Klingon, you said, I like him. I'd be happy if the Grizzlies took him. I'm kind of wondering about his offense a little bit. That's one of the things you said. And he comes out with a 1 of 8, 4 points. Now, mind you, 13 rebounds, 5 blocks. He was not. He did what, in fact, the Grizzlies would have wanted him to do in that one game against the Spurs. But he did show some of the offensive shakiness that you had identified.
Yeah, I still had Klingon ahead of Edie by draft time. But the more I watched them, the closer they grew towards each other. Not different stylistically, but qualitatively. The more I watched with Klingon, the more concerns I sort of had about the offense. The more I watched of Edie, the more convinced I was like he was going to translate. The paths never crossed, just because I do think, and I didn't watch that Klingon game. I looked at the box score, but like my sense on Klingon is that his defense is more translatable.
Right.
So I just sort of believe in that more, and I think that's the most important thing. But when I watched Klingon, like I don't know if he's going to score unless he becomes a shooter, because I just don't see. To me, he is not as skilled, does not have the same level of touch as Edie does offensively. I think he's probably a better passer, but unless he develops a jump shot, I'm not sure if he's going to score much. You know, the Steven Adams comp with him may go both ways in the sense that, like, you average 8 points a game or whatever. But, you know, I believed in the rebounding and the rim protection and some of that stuff, and it looks like he did that in his one summer league game.
All right, so Jake LaRavia, GG. We've had now ample sample size from both. Your thoughts on those two wings?
Yeah, I mean, Jake's been good in summer league so far. And it's really been a continuation of what he looked like late in the regular season. All the way down to, like, the thing that's supposed to be the best about him, it still looks the shakiest. Where, like, if you look at the numbers, the three-point shooting percentage still isn't great. But he's a threat from out there. He gets to the free throw line. He gets his hands on stuff defensively. Like, he's just playing pretty well. And so with him, it's like, you know, I think to me he's shown enough where I feel comfortable that he's a legitimate NBA player. And so the question from that is, like, what ceiling is he going to get to? Is it going to be an 11th or 12th man on a good team, which I think what he is right now? Or could he be like the 8th guy on a good team? I'm not counting anything more than that. But like, you know, that's sort of the question with him. And with Gigi, it's just sort of been a reminder of the youth, you know? He's been good in spots, but he's taken a lot of shots, and the shooting percentages haven't been great. He's taken a lot of bad shots. And I just think with Gigi, you know, it's going to be a longer journey with a lot of up and down to it. I just feel like people have to be prepared for that. I mean, the fact that he put up the scoring numbers he did late in the regular season last year, a lost season with all the stars out, it's going to be different, I think, going into a serious season with serious players. And I think it's going to be more up and down to it.
Your player coach Cam Spencer has been he's created ripples. He can hit shots, that's for sure, and he's a presence. You know, whether that will it'll translate, I think, very well to the G League this year is what I can say. And who knows whether it'll translate beyond that? Your thoughts on his play?
Yeah, he's a good basketball player. I mean, we saw this in college. We're seeing this in the summer league. There is a question of. There aren't a lot of guys like him in the NBA. And what I mean by that is guys who have his combination of size and athleticism and play that role. He's not a point guard. You know, he's a 6'3", 6'4", guy who's not much of an athlete trying to play off the ball. And not a lot of guys like that thrive in the NBA. And so the real question with him is his skill level and hustle going to be such that he breaks through? And he might. But there's not a lot of examples you can point to and say, you know, he's kind of like this guy. You know, you really got to reach. Like Sam Merrill, who, like, had a cup of coffee with the Grizzlies and now with Cleveland. You see a guy like that, you know. But there aren't a lot of those guys. I mean, he's shorter than Conchar, right? Is he shorter than John Conchar, but a better shooter? I don't know. But he's been very good in summer league, and you know, the more you play and the more you play well, like you keep proving yourself. So we'll see.
I really enjoy summer league. I think it's fun, and I like it league wide. A guy who you loved is strong because we didn't love anyone from this draft. The guy who you liked and I liked, honestly, a couple of them, Reed Shepard and Stephon Castle, but Reed Shepard lit it up. Now, he also, by the way, he's 6'4", he's 6'3", Cam Spencer's 6'4", but he's a terrific athlete. He's a terrific...
There's a difference in athleticism, and there's a difference in on ball. And so Shepard is that size, but he is a point guard primarily. He's a playmaker with the ball, and he's a better athlete. So, like, that's the difference, and the two differences and pretty big ones. And I think Shepard just might be really, really, really good.
He might be really good.
I mean, people have thrown out Mark Price, have thrown out, you know, Steve Nash, that kind of – those are all-star players, and, like, it would not shock me if that's what he was, you know?
No, it feels like to me, you know, last week there was a little burst of – at one point in the betting market, Zach Edey became the favorite for Rookie of the Year, and that seemed silly just because –
I don't think it seems silly.
Well, I think you're right that when I heard you tell Jeffrey that he may be the one rookie who starts in opening day. But he's
and
not
on a good team.
And a good team. But he's not going to put up the numbers that Reed Shepard is going to put up. The question is, where does Reed Shepard fit when you got Van Vliet and Jalen Green and Cam Whitmore and Amen Thompson? Like, where is he going to fit? But he's going to score. And that's, I don't know, maybe voters are
Houston is interesting because they sort of have too many players, and part of what they're doing is they need to decide like what we're about. And like in theory, like the best before now, the best young players of the team were considered Alperen and Şengün, their center, and Jalen Green, sort of the wing. That's not who I would focus on. I think both those players need the ball too much for the level of players they are and have too many problems defensively. I would focus on Reed Shepard and Amen Thompson and Jabari Smith. And like build around that, because I think that trio is complementary and potentially good on both ends of the floor. And I you know, that's what I would be focusing on if I were Houston. And so, how quick they get there with Shepard, you know, with Fred VanVleet in front of him is definitely a question. But he can play on the ball, he can play off the ball. He's got a chance to certainly be a 15 plus point a game guy. Although there are a lot of guys looking for shots on that team.
Anything else particularly? Don Connect had a big game. He actually had some not big games before he had a big game, and he got absolutely cooked by Reed Shepard as well. Any other things strike you looking around summer league?
Yeah, you know, I don't – Khalil Ware has been good for Miami particularly. Yep. I haven't noticed any particular red flags. Rob Dillingham was really bad game one, but he was a little bit better game two, you know. That's the guy I'm skeptical about, given his athleticism. But other than like his one bad game, it doesn't seem like any rookies have notably come out and just haven't been able to play. So a good start for this, you know, much maligned rookie class, I would say.
All right, Chris, I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. You can read his stuff there. Read his piece on Mark Stewart as well. I will remind you that the... summer sale is in full swing over at O'Call. In fact, I came in today and I got a text from Paul, my friend over there, savings of 30 to 50 to up to 70% off on spring and summer merchandise throughout the store. That's right. It is in full swing, savings up to 30, 50, 70% off. And of course, it's the folks who are the secret sauce. They are there to help you all the way. So stop in this week and see our friends at O'Call. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Catch all the Tiger touchdowns, Grizzlies dunks, and more hoops. We're the engine behind Elon Musk's next big idea.
Right, I think we'll find hearty agreement in this room.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports supercomputer.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-583-6580. That's 800-583-6580.
Ever had your singing lessons cut short by icy water?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Say goodbye to those cold notes with Navien tankless water heaters. With Navien, you'll hit all the right notes without the surprise chill. So keep singing and let Navien keep the hot water flowing. And get ready for the encore when you get your utility bill. Navien tankless water heaters. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do. But any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food. But EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV 370 with a class-leading 300 horsepower engine or the available 375 horsepower twin turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Chicken tacos should only be trusted to chicken professionals.
That's where we come in. Introducing Zaxby's new chicken finger tacos. One comes with pico de gallo and creamy chipotle ranch. And the other comes with bacon, lettuce, tomato, and avocado ranch. Chicken experts since 1990. Chicken taco experts since now. Order yours today in the Zaxby's Rewards app. Woo, saucy! Zaxby's.
Life is fast and furious. Sometimes you need a boost. The Shot Nurse can help with Lipo B12 injections. Increase energy, improve mood and sleep. It even helps with allergies. Or boost your immune system with our Tri-Immune Booster, packed with vitamin C and zinc. It gives your body a head start at fighting off illness. With three locations throughout the Mid-South, we can get you in and out quickly. The Shot Nurse is your wise choice.
Protection you need with a personal touch.
Hi, I'm State Farm Agent Kathy Thurman Edwards, and I understand your frustration with rising costs. Call 901-767-7744 and let us help you with a game plan to know what your coverage is and why it's important to you. I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
92.9 FM ESPN's Jeffrey Wright and Company. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m.
If you're just someone who's interested in the Grizzlies, I think that's about as good of a summer league debut as you can hope for.
Tune in whenever you like on the free Odyssey app with Rewind technology. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know, Jeffrey, I've done radio now for a good long while, right? Haven't I? But I've never had the privilege, the joy, of being able to tell you where to buy a tractor.
Thank you.
It is like,
until today.
This is like me, who grew up as a 4-H kid, a farm boy.
Mm-hmm.
It is such a delight to tell people that they should go to Mid-South Ag Equipment to get their tractor. And I'm not talking about if you got, you know, 100 acres and you're farming soybeans. I mean, if you have a big yard or a piece of land you're taking care of, go see the smaller Case IH tractors at Mid-South Ag Equipment. Don't have to be a farmer to shop at Mid-South Ag. A Case IH tractor with 140 horsepower or less is exactly what you need for planting a big garden, mowing excess land, bush hogging for hunting, and more. Forget green, go big red with a smaller Case IH tractor from Mid-South Ag Equipment. In stock right now with 0% financing. It's on Highway 302 in Byhalia. So there you go. I have solved your tractor needs. Out there on that tractor, on your big piece of property, your garden, or whatever it is, you're going to feel like $1 million. It is Mid-South Ag Equipment. And this is a great day in the history of the Jeff Calkins Show. I can tell you where to get your tractor.
Go where the pros
with
go.
Everything else. Go to Mid-South Ag Equipment and come see the smaller Case IH tractors. All right, Jeffrey. We did have some deaths over the weekend that we should mention at least. Richard Simmons, were you aware of his work?
Yes. I mean, obviously, growing up as a kid in the 90s that watched a lot of TV, you couldn't avoid Richard Simmons.
He was certainly a presence. I read the obits, and Richard Simmons was once a fat kid.
Yes.
So that's how he started. He weighed, you know, whatever. At some point, he lost 100 pounds, and then he opened up gyms, and then he was, you know, Barbara Streisand would go to his gym, Jane Fonda, whatever. Like, they'd do aerobics with Richard Simmons in his gym. It was called Slimmons, was one of the names of his gym. See what he did there? Yeah, right.
Wasn't he one of the first big, like, video guys? Like, you could order his tape.
That's probably true. And then he had a TV show.
Yeah.
He had a TV show. Richard Simmons did. He died at the age of 76. Dr. Ruth, also, basically all these people are sort of from the same era, you know?
Yeah.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer, who opened the door for Jennifer Valley, the official sex therapist of the Jeff Calkins Show. She was this, you know, this short Jewish grandmotherly woman who'd say things that you would want to follow. Like, particularly then, she'd just be very clinical and open about sex. And so she, too, became a very famous personality in the 80s, 90s. Talking about sex, read her obit. She was born in Germany
in the 30s,
and the Nazis came and took her father, and so her mother and grandmother placed her in a Swiss school or something.
They sent her to Switzerland.
Ultimately moved to the United States. Never saw her family again.
Well, how about this?
Families murdered by the Nazis. And then she trained in the Israeli military.
I didn't know that until this weekend.
Sniper.
I had no idea.
Sniper training.
She moved to Palestine, trained as a sniper.
Yeah. I don't think she ever worked as a sniper. She had a foot injury or something, I think it was. But anyway, and then ultimately moves to the United States and... And actually, what happens is she went to school, she got studied sexuality and whatnot, and then a local radio station, shout out to local radio stations, put her on the air, and all of a sudden she becomes a phenomenon. Now, it is interesting, Jeffrey. I'm not saying how you should spend your time.
Yeah.
But Richard Simmons spent his time doing aerobics and otherwise exercising. Dr. Ruth Westheimer... Her bag was sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
She lives to 96. He lives to 76.
I mean, the facts are the facts.
I think we all should, like, you know, take in the information. Mm-hmm. I'm just passing it along. So there you go. They both pass away. Shannon Daugherty, who was born in Memphis, family then moved to Los Angeles. She has had breast cancer for a good long while. Became sort of a worldwide famous actress at one point. Dies at the age of 53. Dave Loggins, are you aware of his work?
Yes, he is the Masters theme composer, correct?
Yeah, he composed the Masters theme. Also, Please Come to Boston, a hit from way back when. Please come to Boston for the springtime.
There yeah, totally. The, right, yeah, yeah, right, right. I got it.
The master also composed the master's theme. He passed away. And then Jacoby Jones, age 40, who played at Lane College, then went on. He was drafted. He spent 5 years in Houston with the Oilers before he ended up with the Ravens. His most famous work
was Texans.
Yeah, it was Texans, of course. Houston. And then the Ravens, where he famously had the miracle catch against Denver and the 108-yard kickoff return and the receiving touchdown in the Super Bowl as the Ravens, the 2012 Ravens, won the Super Bowl. Also known as just a incredibly electric, charismatic personality, Jacoby Jones. Unclear how he died, but he died way too young at the age of 40. So a tough weekend in that respect. Did you were you particularly familiar with any one more than any of those others?
I mean, obviously Jacoby Jones probably
Jacoby
the
Jones.
Best.
Jacoby Jones, yeah. No, that's too damn young.
Well, Shannon Doherty, my recollection of her is just every time that I stay up late watching, you know, either the NCAA tournament on TNT or the playoffs on TNT, you wake up and you fire up your TV the next day and Charmed is on. And so you see Shannon and the girls, because it's always like that's just what's on TNT when, like, in the mornings, whenever you leave your TV on late.
So, obviously most famous for Beverly Hills 90210,
yeah.
Right? Were you ever watching?
It's a little before my time.
That was 1990 to 1994. I never watched a single episode. I was aware of it. 90 to 94. And then also in, she was Jenny Wilder in Little House on the Prairie from 82 to 83. Chris Witherspoon in Our House. Heather Duke in Heathers, Brenda Walsh in Beverly Hills 90210, Prue Hollowell in Charmed. Never seen that. You've seen it?
Only when I'm watching, you know, when I'm firing up TNT the next day.
Yeah.
So I'm not like a regular watcher.
So
I'm getting a message to call Dr. Ruth.
Excuse what?
Yes, I'm getting a message to call Dr. Ruth.
What does that mean? What does called Dr. Ruth mean? I don't understand.
I don't know. I'm going to find out.
What you're getting a call Dr. Ruth. I don't know what that means. We also, just to wrap up other things that happened over the weekend, Jeffrey's now, it's a bit of a mystery, ladies and gentlemen. Jeffrey is right now on the phone. He is dialing, and he is ostensibly, if he's actually calling Dr. Ruth, This would make history. This would make a different kind of history. Are you going to put Dr. Ruth on?
I'm being told Dr. Ruth is on.
Oh God!
Hello, is this Jeff?
This may be too soon, Ruth. Ruth, how are you?
This is Dr. Ruth. I'm not dead yet. I don't feel good, but I'm not dead yet. But I do have some.
I think we would all like to know, how is the sex in heaven, Dr. Ruth?
It was fabulous, but I got some advice for you and your new bride. You were just recently married, right?
That's correct.
Tonight, when you get home, I want you two to get in the shower together.
Hang up on this person. Ruth.
It gets better. I want you to play a game called.
Okay, go ahead. Yes.
I want y'all to play a game called Hide the Loofah. Okay. Have fun.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Thank
like
you.
Your show
appreciate
in heaven.
That.
Show sounds
thank
good
you.
In heaven.
Thank you. I want to totally absolve myself of any responsibility.
Hide the loofah.
This was not set up in advance. So there you go. Thank you to Dr. Ruth. More sobering news. I guess that may not be the word. Jordan Addison, Vikings wide receiver, was arrested on a DUI, suspicion of a DUI. Did you read any of the details of this?
So he was asleep at his car.
In a white Rolls.
Outside of
LAX. Rolls, on the highway outside of L.A. He was there because he was there for the receivers premiere.
Yes, Netflix.
That's why he was in L.A. And in his white roles, that's not exactly inconspicuous.
No.
Sleeping on the Highway. And, of course, if you're familiar with his work, also last July, he, in Minnesota, was arrested for going 140
mm-hmm.
in his Lamborghini.
Again, we've talked about it. Like, if you're going to have a Lamborghini, you got to open it up.
Did you know what his excuse was?
He didn't see the speed limit.
Dog emergency.
Yeah, I love that one.
Dog emergency. He had a dog emergency.
Pretty sure that was a tire story.
That would be problematic. Like, if he were a Bill,
mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, of course, we care most about it as a human, Jeffrey, of course,
for
right?
Sure.
But if he were a Bill, that would worry. Like, these two put together, I don't think one would worry me. These two would start to worry me. Would they worry you?
I mean, the best ability is availability, and you got to start wondering, like, now, does this mean you're going to be less available?
Yeah, or just maybe it's possible is
not great judgment.
He's not completely locked in on the task at hand. All right, then we had the scene last night in Miami
mm-hmm.
at Copa America where it was a complete debacle. Fans rushed the stadium. There's video of fans trying to get in through ventilator shafts.
Yes, I think that was my favorite video.
That was the one, just incredible. It was postponed for 82 minutes. Finally, they just let everybody in. They just opened the doors. They said, we got no control over this. And so there is some, and by the way, Argentina wins 1-0. They score in extra time. And we now have this question, though, Jeffrey, of they are expecting in the World Cup, there will be 7 matches at Hard Rock, okay, including the quarterfinals. According to a quarterfinal. Now, we earlier had the Uruguayan-Colombian melee
yes.
in Charlotte. I guess, like, sure, fans are ultimately to blame here, right? The fans who are rushing the stadium. And very clearly, the police blamed the fans, unruly fans, you know, whatever. But the situation with fans is what it is, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And honestly, in other World Cup matches, you've had issues before. So isn't the responsibility on the organizers? They know what the situation with fans will be. There will be unruly fans. There is insane level of interest over these matches. Isn't it the responsibility of the organizers to deal with whatever is presented to them to understand this is the kind of fans who are willing to climb through ventilator shafts
yeah.
is what we're dealing with here. We have to, you can't say, well, they didn't line up and come in the stadium in an orderly fashion. What do you expect? Isn't, and are we now to be concerned with the idea that the World Cup is going to be staged right here in North America, also Canada, Jeffrey, our friends to the
and Mexico.
In Mexico. And there could be problems.
Yes. I do think, though, you have to remember this. There were two international tournaments going on at the same time. The Euros and
yeah.
Copa America.
Shout out to Spain.
The Euros didn't have these issues. Like, the biggest issue that the Euros had was, like, they couldn't, like, stop some chants and protest.
Euros have had issues before, though. Like,
they
World
have.
Cup in Europe, have there have
Correct.
Been issues before.
And so, my hope is that this will... So, this was largely being administered by CONMEBOL, which is the organizing...
The organizing for this...
South America.
Right.
So,
we're going to blame them.
I mean, they...
We're going to blame them, and we're going to say they're not going to be...
They've right. got a history. Like, this isn't the first time. This is something that happens pretty frequently. So, the hope is that with it being all of FIFA... Now, granted, FIFA doesn't not exactly an organization that inspires confidence, but at least in terms of the security element, like I do think there's going to be a greater sense of control when the World Cup happens.
Well, in some ways, this is
it's helpful.
It's helpful.
This is what
say.
Can happen if you.
In some
way,
it is a yes. clear reminder of this is what we could be dealing with
yes.
in the World Cup. And as bad as it was last night to watch it all unfolding, and as embarrassing as it was, it would be dramatically more so during the World Cup.
Yes.
And so it is the proverbial warning shot.
Yes.
Like we do not want to have a repeat of this. We will do everything we can to have to make sure we do not have a repeat of this. All right, and finally, as we wrap up today, a couple things we're looking forward to, or a couple of things will be are currently unfolding. One, SEC Media Days in Dallas. Greg Sankey has already spoken. We've got LSU, South Carolina, Ole Miss, and Vandy coming up. Have you seen any further information about anything dramatic that Greg Sankey said during the course of his comments this morning?
So, of course, the big topic that ended up taking over was expansion. And he made it very clear that their policy's 16. Like, they're very happy with the 16. He also pointed out, Oklahoma and Texas were not the only phone calls that they fielded. And he stressed a big deal for them if expansion ever occurs again. He's big on contiguous states. So, schools that touch the footprint already. So now you're looking at, the Carolinas, the Virginias.
What touches Kentucky?
Indiana does touch Kentucky. And that is where Notre Dame would be. But I still think if Notre Dame ever goes to a conference, I still think it's more
likely. And then if you get to Indiana and Notre Dame touching Kentucky, what touches Indiana?
A lot.
Yeah. Right. You got
it. Well,
then you're all up in the Midwest.
Take Virginia, touches Virginia, whatnot. But the other big thing was he is very against, private equity. All the reports that we're seeing of potential additions into college sports, he's very against, private equity and outside forces.
Because they've done such a magnificent job of running it.
Correct.
Themselves.
Totally.
I'm not speaking up here for private equity.
Right.
But let's be honest. They've made a complete hash of it.
Yeah.
On every front.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the SEC has built itself into a powerful entity. But college sports has, by dragging its feet the way it did on paying players for forever, has created the mess that we're dealing with. And then they've totally destroyed the universe with their approach to realignment. So I have very little regard for the way that they have run things. All right, tonight then, we've got the Home Run Derby and we've got the Grizz. Pete Alonso is the two-time winner, by the way, won in 19 and 21. He is the favorite. Who would you pick?
I think I'd probably avoid Alonso just because.
How about former Redbird Garcia? He's plus 350.
I want to see
Dallas Garcia is three plus 350.
I saw the chart earlier. I was looking for some odds. All right. I don't hate Gunnar Henderson at plus 450. I'd probably go with that. Give me Gunnar Henderson at plus 450.
All right. And then we got the Grizz tonight. If you missed it, I would urge you to read Drew Hill's piece on Zach Edey.
Tremendous.
Which is just tremendous. The story about, there's two parts to it. And Drew told parts of it last week with us when he was on with us. The idea that Zach Edey, when asked by Drew, so what have you done with your teammates? He's like, I like to keep my life private. And there's Gigi like, private? I took him out for sushi.
Yeah,
and I rolled up.
I'm not private.
And I'm wondering about his. I'm putting the seat back because I'm wondering he's going to fit in my car. And all of a sudden he says, "Don't worry about it. I drive a Kia." I mean, it's just it's absolutely tremendous. And he has been it is funny because he's not filled with personality, but when you are that giant,
you're fascinating.
Your size is itself a personality.
Well, you're just a fascinating person.
Yeah. And then, the critical piece that he plays. I mentioned earlier, and we may talk about this more tomorrow, the win total of 46.5 I saw recently come out for the Grizzlies. Listen, if Zach Edey is a bust or is hurt or something, I'd take the under.
I mean, I think he can say if we knew.
Because he's the whole answer.
Right, but if we knew the injury aspect, I think a lot of teams would take the under.
Yeah, but he's not one of the top four players on the team.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right? He's not, if you're going to say it's Ja, he's certainly not one of the top three players on the team. He may be the next most important player on the team, but then you've got Vince and you got Marcus. Like, you can, arguably, you could say he's
Clark.
Not one of the, Brandon Clark. He's not. So for a guy who ranks somewhere in 5, 6, 7 in terms of importance on this team or in terms of best player on this team, He is more important than that.
Yes, because if not him,
who?
If not him.
Right. Who? Whereas if not Vince, well, okay, we can, you know, if not Marcus, okay, we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
If not Zach, who?
Becomes a big question with it. And there's not like a clear answer.
What is coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. John in studio today. Adam Chernoff's going to join him at 12:25. Excited to have Tim Murray hosting Jeffrey Wright and Company with me this week. Jason Munns will join us today at 2:35. It's Monday, so that means Cobb will be joining Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back tomorrow. Have a great day. For now, work is done.
92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Feels like Ryan and company are firmly entrenched here.
Yeah.
With Antoine Hill.
Well, look, I mean, you saw the dorm room difference. I mean, they basically put him in a prison cell in Gainesville as opposed to in Memphis. It was a lush, beautiful suite. You know, nobody has more NIL momentum right now in the world than Memphis. In Memphis football specifically. Bro, it's like Silverfield came out of this thing like Norvell with the cornrows, bro. I mean, he is feeling like a new man after he got that FedEx money. And he's recruiting like it. He's moving different. Somebody needs to Photoshop that. Put Silverfield's face on Norvell with the braid, bro. He's a new man. Glowed up.
He does look like a new man.
And, I mean, look, it paid off instantly. You got the Power 5 DB from Indiana.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Listen, we all love sports. That's why we're here. We love them so much, we never want them to stop. But before football cranks up, there are fewer and fewer games. FanDuel, however, lets you keep the sports going whenever you want. All you have to do is open that app up and dream up bets anytime you're in the mood. And this summer, FanDuel is hooking up all customers. That's not just new customers. That's all customers with a boost or a bonus daily. That's right. There's something for everyone every day, all summer long. It's over at FanDuel. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, and start making the most of your summer. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expirations. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
We're in the break room at a traditional jewelry store here.
Hey, Mark, I know it's our job here to try and sell every piece of jewelry, but don't sell this ring. I'm going to try to use my employee discount to buy it for my wife.
Okay, but you know you can get a better deal at Genesis Diamonds.
Genesis Diamonds? Are you crazy?
Better not let the boss hear you. All I'm saying is I got a pair of diamond stud earrings there for my wife and paid a lot less than what we charge here, even after my employee discount.
Wow, really?
You never know who you'll see shopping at Genesis Diamonds. With no middleman pricing on the best selection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, bands, and bracelets, it's a no-brainer.
I admire your dedication to our jewelry store and not going to Genesis. I know the boss really appreciates your loyalty.
It's just the right thing to do, man.
And it's nice your wife won't mind getting a smaller diamond.
On second thought, can you cover me while I take a break?
Genesis Diamonds, the smart alternative to old-fashioned jewelry shopping. With more selection, lower prices, higher quality, stronger warranties, and zero pressure. At Poplar and Perkins Extended.
Discover Flavorista favorites at Sonic. The new crafted drink menu in the Sonic app. Need a sweet escape? Try a Paradise Sunset, a blend of blood orange and strawberries. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Grab your country gear and head to Southland Casino Hotel's Country Festival on Saturday, August 24th. Enjoy top country performers like Tyler Farr, Royal Lynn, Jay Jones, and Frankie Holly featuring Taylor McManus. Indulge in delicious food trucks and beat the heat in our air-conditioned tent. Gates open at noon. Visit 901tix.com to purchase tickets today. One stage, four incredible performers, one unforgettable night of music and fun. It's all happening at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Medi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. This is the story of the one.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.